Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is supported by Arion Talent, technology and tools for your business. It's Arion.com. And Inside Advertising, Marketing, and Communications, a full-service advertising, production, and consulting group here in the Des Moines Metro, InsideCube.com.
Now, welcome to the Friday edition of the Business News Hour. So grateful that you have decided to hang out with us on your drive home on this Friday afternoon. As you know, we attempt to get a restaurant of the week, somebody in the culinary services here in the greater Des Moines Metro, to be our restaurant of the week each Friday. And today, we're talking with Big Al. But Big Al's not that big. Hey, Al, welcome to the Business News Hour.
Michael, good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
This is pretty incredible. I was told through social media,
yeah,
that you are the guy, yeah, when it comes to great barbecue that originated with the recipes out of St. Louis. Tell us that story.
Well, that's exactly correct. You know, about 20 years ago, I was in St. Louis running a restaurant. I'll try to make this as short as possible. About 20 years ago, I was running a restaurant, and my grill cook out in East St. Louis asked me if I've ever tried barbecue, and I said no.
Now, if you've been to East St. Louis, yeah, you know barbecue.
Exactly. And so I said no. Long story short of that is I was really impressed and enthralled and loved the taste of barbecue, asked him how to do it, and he went ahead and showed me and told me. And I asked him, so what's the secret to this barbecue? And he says, you know what, Big Al? There ain't no secret to this. It's just low and slow. And that was it. That really was all he told me. So it was just a hobby that I had learned in St. Louis, and I was just playing around, and people in St. Louis do that deal just on the weekend, and they call it Q, yeah, hence my logo, mm-hmm, where the logo came. So it was just the love of this barbecue, and it was a hobby. Brought the hobby back up here to Des Moines, Iowa in 2010, bought a smoker that my wife begrudgingly said that I could have, but we went ahead and moved forward with that, and the neighbors asked to see if I would cook them something, and if I would barbecue, and they would pay me, and that's
they
where
would
I got.
Pay you.
That's where I got the crazy idea.
Yeah, and you've been doing this how long now, Al?
Well, I've been doing this for 20 years, but I've been in business for coming upon May in 5 years.
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah, for 5 years now. So we started out as a catering company five years ago.
So you started as a catering company.
Yeah.
Now you've got brick and mortar.
Yes.
Was it easier as a catering company, or now that you got brick and mortar, you just add more stress?
Well, a little of both. You know, we start out with one catering a month out of my garage, and you know, 2 years ago we got a food truck. Fast forward, we now do 2 to 12 caterings a week, and we got the restaurant. So we're very blessed to be where we're at. But no, there's a lot of stresses, but you know, thank goodness I've had 38 years in the business, in the restaurant industry.
You don't even look 38 years old,
God,
man.
God, love you. Mike, I love you.
Now, here's the other interesting thing about this. Now, and I'm going to break it out because we're doing radio. Not everybody can see. Although, on the radio blog, we do have the photographs, okay?
Sure.
So, you ain't originally from your parents.
Right.
Okay? We wouldn't think of you as a deep Southerner, or
nope,
somebody that comes from Missouri or Kansas City or St. Louis.
Correct.
Where's your family from?
We are from the Philippines.
Isn't that amazing?
We are from the Philippines back in the 60s. My dad came here to the United States to get his master's in engineering. We moved to Ames, Iowa. So I am an Asian American. I'm an American. And, yes, so I am doing barbecue. So I'm an Asian man cooking Southern Star barbecue on the east side of Des Moines.
There you go.
6'1", Asian man. So
we love it, you know? Yeah, and this is another, you know, you have good friends. We both have good friends with Trace Mendez, the salsa guys.
Yeah, for sure.
The Campos brothers.
That's right. We go back. Actually, their father and I go way back, where he was at Iowa State going to graduate school, where I was going to Iowa State as an undergraduate, and we all belonged to the student Filipino organization that we all belonged to. So I've known those boys, and you know, for the brief time as business people, but I've known their father for almost 30 years.
You know, when you were talking about the advice that you got from East St. Louis about going slow,
yes,
yeah, with regard to that's barbecue.
That is barbecue.
That is. I'll never forget. They had a master barbecue chef here in the greater Des Moines Metro about 5 years, 6 years ago.
Yeah,
and I remember listening to him on the radio, and he was talking about the difference between, you know, putting meat on a grill and putting meat in barbecue. And he says, it was a great line. He goes, no. You know, so you're talking about grilling. I'm talking about barbecue. He says, there's a whole different thing between grilling and barbecue.
He's absolutely correct.
Yeah.
He is absolutely correct.
Now, at your place, Big Al's, do you specialize in what? What would you say
sure.
that your hot items are?
Sure. You know, we're barbecue, Southern style, St. Louis, Kansas City, and Texas style, which those are the three places that I learned because I happen to have lived there. But we are known for, at the restaurant, for ribs, St. Louis style, ribs and wings. However, on our food truck out west, we're known for other stuff. And if you keep going further west, we're yet known for other stuff. So it's each region in the Des Moines area that we're known for, which is kind of funny.
Yeah. All right. So tell us the difference. What is the difference between Kansas City barbecue or Memphis barbecue or St. Louis barbecue? What's the difference?
You know, the reality of it is that, you know, there's all sorts of ideas. There's all sorts of ways that they cook. There's the wet method. There's the dry method. There's the wrap method. There's the Texas crutch method. There's a whole bunch of different methods. There's all sorts. Here's what I've come to the realization about barbecue. There's only two types of barbecue in the United States and in the world. Those two types of barbecue are good or bad barbecue. That is the only type of barbecue that is out there. And our hope is that we are on the good side.
Well, you've been doing this a long time, so I suspect you've had great practice at this. Any other family members in the business with you?
You know, our oldest daughter, Taylor, is now waiting tables for us, which she's really awesome. You know, she's paid attention to me while I was waiting tables, which I could see. So I'm very proud of her. My youngest daughter, every once in a while, when she wants a little extra, or middle daughter, she does help bust some tables, washes some dishes, even at home. And then, of course, there's my wife and my youngest daughter, Emma, and my wife, Betsy. They help with some of the paperwork. Really good at helping spend the money. Because, I mean, that's why you're in business. But no, that we're
That's why you're married.
That's why we're married. And you know, she's great in helping raise the children and keeping that in order.
And spending the money.
Yes, yes.
I understand totally. It's called Big Al's Barbecue and Catering. It's on Hubbell Avenue over on the east side of town. They got a food truck. They're out in West Des Moines, Adel, surrounding communities. You go all over the place.
Yeah, we do. Primarily out west, sure.
That luxury of having a food truck really does open up your world, doesn't it? Your marketing area.
It absolutely does. Yeah. It opened up the world 2 years ago. You know, when it became legal for us to have that, and we got the food truck because we needed bigger kitchen space. But it does allow us to move around, and it gave us the opportunity to go ahead and have the restaurant.
Sure,
you know, so we're so thankful for that for sure.
Well, when you started down this path, what were you doing? Okay, because I got to ask.
Yeah.
So, what were you doing when all of a sudden you made the switch? I'm going to leave this world and I'm going to start myself a restaurant and a barbecue and a food truck and all this other. What were you doing before?
You know, it's kind of crazy, but you know, up until this past February or last February, I was already waiting tables and part-time managing a place over in West Des Moines, an Italian restaurant in West Des Moines.
Yeah.
So I was working about 70 hours a week, Monday through Saturday, waiting tables and managing. And so the transition was similar and yet super different.
Mm.
So I made the switch probably within 2 or 3 years of me having the catering company where I cut down the hours at the restaurant and started picking up my hours on the catering. And we could see that there was a lot more demand, a lot more money in that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, you're working for yourself at the same time, too.
That's correct.
Yeah, that's kind of nice. His name is Al, and he is with Big Al's Barbecue and Catering. He is the owner. Let me ask you a question about the restaurant business,
sure.
And because you spent some time in that, I can tell just by your presence. Can bad food be overcome by exceptional service?
Can bad food be overcome by exceptional service? That's a great question.
Think about that for just a minute. I'm thinking, and maybe that's a wrong question in saying bad food, but can mediocre food be trumped by great service? Is it the presentation or is it the excellence of food? What do you think?
In my opinion, in Des Moines area, you can't be in business having mediocre food. In order to compete, you have to have excellent food just to compete. The only way that you can make a difference is to have exceptional service. Mm-hmm. That's the only difference that I can make, because you can get good food anywhere. You can get great food anywhere. And really, it almost all starts tasting the same.
Well, we have a plethora of fine restaurants that are locally owned here in town. And I'm always really curious. Our daughter works at a restaurant. It's kind of a part-time gig that she's doing as a server. And I'm always impressed with how good some servers are and how they are able to transcend what might not be the best food, but they can really excel at the presentation, and people continue to come back.
And I agree to that. You know, I once had a manager tell me, sales manager, because I'm just a salesman by trade. The reality of it is that at the end of the day, as cliche as this sounds, people buy from people they like.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's people buy from who they like.
And this is apparently people really like you, because we got your name off of social media. We were out there and said, hey, who out there has known somebody that maybe hasn't had all the presents that we'd like to give them for the restaurant of the week? And your name came up about half a dozen times. So you got some friends out there.
Well, we're very blessed, and we're very thankful for our customers. You know, I've told all of my employees that the number one person, the number one thing in this restaurant, the only thing that matters is the customer. Yeah. Because without our customer, we're nothing. We've got nothing. So thank you for that.
So you are not only doing the food truck, doing the catering, but also the brick and mortar store over on Hubble. Tell us about how many tables in your restaurant.
We can seat about 60 people. We're also working on getting outdoor seating for a movable patio deck, if you will, to maybe seat 20 to 30 more people.
Good for you.
But we're beginning to stretch, and we're beginning to outgrow our britches already in less than a year. But next month we'll have been at the restaurant a year.
Now, one of the curious things, you've been in this brick and mortar place for 5 years. You didn't necessarily
1 year
or 1 year.
It was 1 year.
Just 1 year.
Yeah, yeah. We've only been there. We've only been there 1 year. We started the business as a catering company. It used to be called Hal and Al's. Now we're Big Al's. 5 years ago.
Okay.
In my garage.
Yeah, okay. Well, you were starting that at a time when the economy wasn't very bright.
Yes.
Yeah, that must have been a leap of faith.
Yeah, it was a leap of faith. You know, I do have a deep faith in my Lord, who I call Jesus, and his by me letting go and letting God take control, everything has worked out. Everything has absolutely worked out. He's taken the impossible and made possible.
Excellent. Good stuff. Well, congratulations, and we look forward to sending people your way. If anybody that's listening right now, if you missed any of the interview this Friday, count on it. It will be up on our radio blog, and we will have direct links to Big Al's barbecue and catering facility on that as well. Congratulations.
Mike, thank you so much.
My pleasure, sir.
We appreciate the opportunity.
All right. That is Big Al, ladies and gentlemen, from Big Al's Barbecue and Catering. The funny thing is, he's not all that big. All right. We got to slide on out of here. Check out what happened today on Wall Street. Did the stocks move up, down? They settle somewhere in the middle? We will tell you more about that with the Wall Street Report. And that is coming up right after this. I get up in the evening. And I hate